The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware.
Welcome to the Music Room,
a program featuring a combination of new music and interviews with musicians from a wide variety of genres.
And now, the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Well, good morning, everyone. Mando Richard here, and we've got live musicians in the studio, Caitlin DeVinny and Ben Morris, otherwise known as the Homestead Collective. And while we're getting ready to have them play live on the air, we're going to hear a track from their EP. Caitlin, I don't see a name on the front of the EP. What's it called? You have to get up to a microphone and tell us.
It can be self-titled, just Homestead Collective.
All right. EP. And we've picked out 20-something Albatross, and then we'll be right back with them live.
Try and you fight till your knuckles bleed, and you've hurt every heart with your chronic disease. You kick and you scream to forge your escape, but I promise I still love you just the same. You were made to be broken bread and poured out wine, so do not be hardened to suffering sometimes.
Was Caitlin and Ben, also known as Homestead Collective, here on the Music Room on WVUD. And Allie Delaney, one of our students, is here with us. I think you have a question you wanted to ask Caitlin about this song.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, where you got the inspiration for this song. It's pretty different, but also it sounds a lot like your EP, but it just stands out.
I like to say during live shows about this song that it was kind of written as an anthem to my 21-year-old self. And kind of, I guess, all the unanswered questions as a 20-something-year-old that there are, but that it applies to, I think, every decade in in life and whatever age that we are. But that, I guess, between unanswered questions, sometimes not really feeling what the heck I'm doing with my life, but still living in each day and taking it day by day, and trying to just do the best that I can with what I have where I am. And so, yeah, that was kind of all of that inspiration came all at once and kind of just word vomited onto what I now call this song. So Albatross too, people have sometimes said, oh, like that's a duck, you know, like that's a kind of duck, a bird. But Albatross I had also read is basically a weight or something like that's weighty. Being a 20-something albatross, feeling like the weight of the world is sometimes on my shoulders. And so that's kind of where that title came about too.
I think, yeah, that's often how albatross gets used. I mean, the idea of an albatross around your neck. I mean, literally it's the bird, but it's that weight. Now, Ben, you guys have known each other a long time.
Met each other in high school, I guess early high school, like through a church youth group. And it wasn't until probably 2 years ago now that we started playing music. But yeah, we knew each other quite a bit before that. So. And she's always played music, and I was always listening. So it's nice to actually play with her now.
One of the things as we were getting ready for the show, I noticed, because I play the bass, is up on your left bicep, you have an interesting tattoo.
I got an upright bass, and it's funny. Every time someone sees it, they always ask me, oh, do you play? And I always tell them no, as much as I wish I did. My grandmom on my mom's side passed away probably 5 years ago now. And my last memory with her is playing guitar in the hospital room. And she is one of my inspirations. She was a short 5-foot lady playing the upright bass, and I thought that was hilarious. So I wanted to get something for her, and I thought that'd be great. So I went and got it.
Kaylin, tell us a little bit about this Homestead Collective movement that you're trying to get going.
Yes, I'd love to. About a year ago now, I sort of had basically a weighty vision of being able to create spaces that were meant to celebrate music and art through continual gatherings. So getting to host events in different locations or in the same location, basically bringing in featured artists / open mic kind of style nights that are run, and then bringing in artisans who have their photography or their paintings or their jewelry making or whatever they do.
Butter sculpting,
whatever they do to that same space and getting to sell their artwork. And just, yeah, it being a space of intentional networking, eating food together and celebrating each other's gifts. And so basically it feels like a big farmer's field, getting to plant little seeds. It's very in the long haul that I'm in, that we're both in for. But we're hosting monthly gatherings is kind of the goal. We've had a couple so far that have gone over really, really well. People have just been asking every time I've started to talk about it. They've said, when can this happen again? Or how can I be involved? How can I be engaged? And so it's really something that has been continuously seen as a hunger, I guess, in people that they really want this to be happening creatively. So yeah, our next one is September 30th, the Saturday night, and basically it just looks like potluck for the first hour and a half, and then getting to share creative works with each other. And so hopefully that'll morph into some bigger things as we continue to host them. But for now, that's kind of where we're at, and we're really excited about everything that is going to be going into it and all the things, the different facets, I think, that it can grow on and expand through. So, yeah, that's what Homestead is.
One of you better tell the folks where they can learn about this, because this is not happening in Delaware. This is happening up northeast of Philly. So I need to tell them your website and how they can find more information about you.
Yes, yeah, so you can read and also watch a little video about the heart behind what Homestead is at homesteadcollective.net, and then you can see our music as well. Basically, what we hope is that our music, you know, Ben and I are playing shows, we're making music as hoping to be a vehicle for this overarching vision. And so as we play our music and we get to be here with you guys today, that you get to find out more about what Homestead is. So you can go there, you can see where we're playing next, if you like our music and you want to see where we're going to be at next. And yeah, that's kind of where you can find it all out.
Okay, so can you guys play us a song that can be found on that website?
Sure. This is called Mama Said.
Hello, it is me. Masterpiece catastrophe, a seed trying to grow through calm. Not enough broken record lies on the mend, but our condition is still broken inside. Living in a box, not knowing the earth holds spacious skies. New mornings wait, stays, it's all. Ricochet between plunging in and running away. Being brave some days means fighting civil wars in my brain. Serenade my heart with a hymn. The only way out is in. New mornings wait, stays, and it's all.
You call that Mama Said?
Yes, sir, I do.
Ben, were you shocked that I asked you to bring the banjo closer to the mic?
Yes, I was. That's a first.
Well, I've threatened my students that if they don't help me find acts, you know, it'll be more nothing but banjo players.
That's not a bad thing.
Caitlin, where'd that song come from?
This is kind of a funny, well, it's cute, I'd say. I don't know if anyone knows the children's book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, but my mom used to read that to me. And even now, so she kind of has this mantra of when we have a bad day, she says a famous line in that book that is, some days are like that, even in Australia. And so that song kind of came from my mom just always telling me that bad days, we just have bad days sometimes, and that's okay, and that we can still own them and still just embrace that, yeah, I'm feeling crappy today, and that's okay. And my mom always just said that there would be those kinds of days.
Your music, from what I've heard, is usually very upbeat.
On the contrast, people sometimes say we're just so mellow, and I don't know. Sometimes we have upbeat things. We're trying to write some more upbeat things, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard to get some more just because sometimes we can put some people to sleep. So,
yeah.
Well, mellow can be upbeat too, you know. I mean, it's just, you know.
Happy. For sure.
It's happy. True. It's very easy listening. It's very, people have like come up to me and been like, wow, it's just so calming. Like whatever consistency, it just puts at peace kind of this mellow, whether it's upbeat or not, kind of vibe. So.
Ben, given that we only have a few minutes, I don't want you to like go on for an hour, but tell us about the recording process, because I think this is really fascinating, and it talks about the music industry today.
Right. So we were part of, or we still are part of a full band called Sunday Muse. Check us out. I was in the studio with a guy working on our full-length album and still hope to finish that at some point. So, and I really got into the recording process. So because of my interest, I went out and started researching, wound up picking some stuff out. And I really wanted to just start recording. So when Caitlin and I started this project, I thought that was a great opportunity for me to start recording some music. And I challenged myself. So the EP is literally just the two of us. She sang, played guitar, I played everything else, and it was just a fun learning experience process. I'm getting better every day, and I look forward to recording more stuff, so if you ever need to record something, let me know.
But I think this is something that's really, we're finding with the music business is now that independent artists like you actually can now make your own records.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's far more accessible. You don't need to drop $100,000 on studio gear. You can just put together a little home studio and you're set and you can make great quality recordings.
Have you enjoyed that process, Caitlin?
I have. I am so much, my ear is so much better at listening for, I don't know, being able to hear words and making sure everything's in tune. Ben is so technical, and that's what I think our teamwork is really good for, is that he can say, hey, this, I can hear this, my ear hears this, and I'm just kind of like, that sounds good to me. And so between the two of us, the recording process has just been both challenging but also really good and stretching for both of us to see where our gifts are and using them to our advantage.
He doesn't say to you, Caitlin, I don't like the shape of that waveform or anything like that, does he?
I try not to get too tech.
No, he's never gone that far yet. So I'll let you know, though.
Oh, and you told me that you've done some work in college with the recording, Ben, but also you've been like down to Nashville and worked with some people down there just to learn more about the process.
Yes. Yeah, so Caitlin and I, like I said earlier, we both met, or we knew each other for a little while, but we both went to the same community college, Montco in Montgomery County. So naturally, because of my interests, I took some of the recording classes there, just get familiar with the tools. But then recently, I met this guy named Joe Gilder down in Nashville, and he invited me down there for just shy of a week. And I got an opportunity to just kind of work with him, sit behind the board. And it was just a really cool experience. Learned a ton from him. I went down there like a sponge and just ate up everything he had to say. And I definitely learned a lot. So I definitely appreciate it.
What are some of the challenges that go into recording at home?
I think the biggest challenge for me is definitely just the room environment. I don't have the money to, you know, completely design a sound treated room, and you know, with all the, I don't know, the good sound angles in the room, the perfect size, perfect height on the ceiling. So because I don't have that, I really have to get a little creative in the room. But I mean, you just kind of learn through experience, and the more you do it, the better you get at it, and you start to kind of pick up some things, and things start to get a little more consistent, so you just kind of know what to do. So I'm getting more comfortable, and I'm learning where to place the mic, and but I would definitely say, yeah, the room can be the biggest challenge.
Caitlin, what's different for you about, I mean, I think you told me that you're doing a lot of this work track by track. What's different for you as a singer between performing and recording at home track by track, or recording in Ben's home studio track by track?
I guess recording track by track, thankfully there is the ability to go back and do it again, so making mistakes. But performance, you can't do that. And performance also offers a really cool interaction with whoever you're singing for. So getting to engage with an audience live is just definitely different than how you communicate to a microphone. But I try, I think, in terms of, you know, just embodying what our songs speak, I'd say, that when I am recording and singing, doing vocals on recordings, that basically getting to know that it's singing into the microphone and somebody into somebody's ears, like somebody is going to hear what I'm singing into the microphone. And so trying to give the best what would be a live performance actually in the studio, just without an audience.
That's a pretty cool way of looking at it, that, yeah, I'm singing to the microphone, but I have to be thinking that that's my conduit to the audience.
Yeah, exactly. It's really a special thing, I think.
We have a little bit more time left, so can you guys play us another song?
Yes, a couple more. This is not on the EP, but it is new, and it's, yeah, kind of talks about being vulnerable.
Where did you come from? I've always been here. Seems like I've known you for a while. Maybe so, but don't go thinking that you know me. I'm not saying that I do. But time has a way of showing layers. And now your scary clothes in the interior I'm exposed. Just let me play my part, get my cue. strike the set, come and go, steal the show. Not in the script, but write it. Love is worth the risk. So true intimacy means getting to know me. Takes a long season cultivating. You say it's an acquired taste and the harvest is worth the wait. Most things good for us are not easy. And now you're scary close. In the interior I'm exposed. Just let me play my part, get my cue. Strike the set, come and go, steal the show. Not in the script, but write it. Love is worth the risk. Ooh. Where did you come from? I've always been here. Seems like I've known you for a while. And now we're scary close in the interiors and exposed. And I will give my heart, stay honest, plant a seed, sow and reap, fight the apathy, not of the world, but we're in it. Love is worth the risk. It's all worth the risk.
Guys, as for the songwriting process, do you guys, you know, sit down with the intent to write, or does it kind of dawn on you? Because a lot of your songs are really relatable for 20-something-year-olds, like the first song we got to hear today. So how does that come to you?
It's kind of a mixed bag, actually. A lot of the times, some of the songs that we play together have been just written by me, and then Ben gets to add, you know, his loveliness, honestly, to it all, whether it be banjo or guitar, mandolin, whatever it might be. And a lot of the time, my lyrics just come from collecting inspiration throughout my life. So it's not even something specific, but sometimes it is. But getting to kind of create a bank of like lots of lyrical inspiration that I'm going through or experiencing, and then getting to just honestly pick around on guitar and figure out melodies, and it kind of come to me. And sometimes that's sitting down and setting aside time, and sometimes that's, wow, I have this idea, let me try and cultivate a song, and then just deciding to, you know, go ahead and do it. Ben has written, like that last one, he wrote guitar for, and I wrote melody and lyrics. So he had the guitar part first and was just like, hey, this is great. And then we just started, basically, I started bouncing off melodies, and then lyrics kind of just came, actually inspired by a specific book. So it was all kind of a culmination of things. But yeah, that was kind of where that one came from.
Yeah, we don't have like a specific songwriting process, but I will say I am in no way responsible for lyrics. I definitely don't do that. It's a lot of the times it's Caitlin coming with ideas and I come with ideas, and we just kind of mush them together, and eventually we have a created song.
You guys are about to go on tour in the great state of Ohio. How the heck did you guys pick that out?
So back in January, actually, the two of us went on a week-long tour across Pennsylvania, and it was a real success. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of coffee houses and house shows, and, you know, really awesome people, getting to, you know, crash on people's couches and them invite into your family for like a night. And it was just really awesome.
Yeah, sleeping on strangers' couches sounds scary at first, but once you do it a few times, it's kind of nice.
it's quite an adventure. And people are just, humanity is good. Like, there's just a lot of really good people out there, who are willing to help you. So we decided, all right, well, we have this new EP, let's go again. And we were asked actually out in Ohio to play at a public library. And so we were like, well, we're not going to just travel out there for that one day on that one gig and then come back. So let's just make a week of it. So I started just basically self-booking. That's kind of how the DIY independent portion of the industry kind of gets to play, is actually cold emailing, just Google searching coffee houses in Harrisburg, house show, you know, joining house show groups on Facebook and being like, hey, I'm touring through here. Can you help me out here? Willing, like looking to fill a show date. And also people, you know, we get to build relationships with the people that we did back in January. And so they're willing to have us again. And so that's what this first week of October is going to look like. Basically, yeah, we're going Lancaster, Harrisburg, and then over to like Bessemer, Newcastle area near Pittsburgh, north of Pittsburgh, and then Lakewood, Ohio, near Cleveland. So we'll be kind of making that swoop and then coming back.
It's a long drive back.
8 hours or so. And we also have a friend, a creative friend, her name's Jill Hager. You can check her out on jillhager.com, who is coming along with us to basically be our roadie. Yeah, she did the graphic design on our EP, and basically the logo for Homestead. And so she's coming along to sell her artwork. She has prints and photography and poetry, and she is just awesome. So she's coming along to kind of embody what Homestead is on a small scale. So yeah, we're really excited.
Well, before you perform one last song for us, can one of you plug your website again so folks can find out more about Ben and Caitlin, Homestead Collective?
All right, cool. Homesteadcollective.net. I don't know how many people kept typing .com every time I told them, so it's .net. We're also on Facebook, Homestead Collective, Instagram. I don't think we're on Snapchat or Twitter or anything. But
no, just basically Facebook, Instagram, and our website.
Oh, and YouTube.
And YouTube. We're looking to build more videos on YouTube and whatnot as we continue to make music. So, yeah.
Go to the website. It's got links to everything.
Yeah. Caitlin DeVinny and Ben Morris, thank you so much for coming to the Music Room. And what's going to be your last performance piece here?
This one is on our EP. And, yeah, it's called I Choose You. So thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
Rich and
Allie. Fun.
So awesome.
Sacred spheres entrusted here, push and pull, the pendulum swings. Take a step, meet me here, bridging gaps. I know that I know nothing. I know nothing. And all I can promise you are mess ups and choices made by the tempted and cowardly voices. I know my intention. I'll always try again. I have no lifetime guarantees, I offer no paychecks, I can't swear I'll stay or change or make the investment. The only consistent daily decision I wake with is saying, honey, I choose you. Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you, Homestead Collective.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 New York.
For more information about this and other episodes, visit sites.udel.edu/TMR.
Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m.
for The Music Room on WVUD.